Hello, this is Patrick from Aid for Disabled. I'm going to talk about temperature and its effect upon people with MS. This has been a fantastic summer. Lots and lots and lots of days of sunshine. Absolutely wonderful. Unless you are sensitive to the heat, like me, then it's not so good. And did you know humid heat is even worse? In fact, I don't think I'm ever going to be able to bask in the sunshine, lie out and get a healthy suntan. Now, that does make me feel a bit sad. End of an era. As you know, MS affects the nerves. To be more precise, it's the myelin sheath that is attacked. And it's the scarring that causes the problem. The scarring slows the transmission of a message along the nerve. Heat sensitivity is the same sort of thing. The body gets warmer, so the speed or rate of transmission of the messages along the nerve slows down. At a certain temperature, the transmission of impulses along damaged nerves stops. This is known as Utoff syndrome. Lower your body temperature, normal service is resumed. No one really knows what causes Utoff syndrome. It's happened to me. These days, lying out in the sun, can't do that anymore. Bit of a no-brainer. Any infection that gives you a temperature has exactly the same effect. The one thing that really caught me out was sitting in front of a fire to warm myself. I was staying with some friends, gone out, came back, and I sat in front of a fire before supper because I was cold. After half an hour, when I tried to stand up, I couldn't. Nothing hurt, but my legs were completely useless. Couldn't stand up, but I could talk, wave my arms around, stay seated on the chair, but from the waist down, nothing happened. Totally useless. I had to be dragged upstairs and put to bed. I quickly fell asleep. In the morning, I was fine. These days, I always watch my body temperature. The easiest way is to touch my forehead with the back of my hand, and that's a sort of rough and ready guide. If I feel my temperature has gone up, then a couple of paracetamol is a very good way of bringing the temperature back to normal. Okay, bye.